Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Norm Miller. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Williams reaches second base with a double. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. May scores. Watson moves to second. One out. It's Astros, 1, Cubs, 1. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Watson scores. It's 2-1, Astros. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rudolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Metzger moves to third. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 2, Cubs, 2. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wilson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardinal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to third. May moves to second. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rader is walked intentionally. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wynn tags and scores. Two outs. It's Astros, 3, Cubs, 3. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo strikes out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hance is 0-for-2 in the game. Hance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Don Wilson. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim York now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Paul Popovich pinch runs for Glenn Beckert. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Popovich moves to second. Tom Griffin now pitching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-3, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenal moves to third. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardinal scores. Monday moves to second. It's 9-3, Cubs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudolph bunts for an out with unknown description. Monday moves to third. Santo moves to second. One out. Frank Coggins pinch hits for Bill Hands. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Paul Popovich now playing second base. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Rader reaches second base with a double. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rader scores. Helms moves to second. It's 9-4, Cubs. Bobby Fenwick pinch runs for Tommy Helms. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Astros 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Fenwick now playing second base. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got four RBIs. Pepitone strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibbon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Jesu Alou pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich misplays the ball. That's an error on Popovich. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metzger moves to second. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzger scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Cubs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Houston Astros, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.